say that Jesus is? What names and words to describe Jesus come immediately to mind? Just think about that for a second. Who do you say Jesus is? That's our question for this Advent. Once Jesus confronted his disciples with that same question, who do you say that I am? So if he were to stand here today, right in front of you personally, and ask you that question, what would be your response? Through Advent this year, we are going to keep exploring that question. Advent is a time of waiting, a time to prepare for Jesus' arrival, and that's what the word Advent means, arrival. And what better thing to do while we wait than to discuss our understanding of the one for whom we wait? We are getting ready for the arrival of Jesus, remembering the stories of his birth in the stable in Bethlehem. So who do we say this Jesus is? Many names have been used to describe and name Jesus through the last 2,000 years since his birth. Some of these may be the words that came to your mind when I asked the question. Lord, Savior, Messiah, Christ, Healer, Teacher, Rabbi, Friend, Shepherd, Light of the World, Son of God, Word of God, Emmanuel, are just some of them. For some of us, Jesus may be a very real spiritual presence in our lives, a loving presence we have felt near to us over and over again, encouraging, challenging, and caring for us. For others of us, Jesus may be more of a historical figure, a wise rabbi who lived 2,000 years ago, whose words and actions stirred people to live compassionate and courageous lives. Some of us have the gift of feeling Jesus' presence. Some of us have the gift of being Jesus' presence to others. We all have different perspectives, understandings, and experiences of this one we call Jesus, the one who gathers us here. Yeshua would have been his name in his own language. So we will each have our own response to who do you say Jesus is. Today we are focusing on Jesus as teacher and wisdom. This, along with his many miracles of healing, was what brought Jesus to the attention of the people around him. It wasn't that Jesus was saying something new. Many of his teachings and stories are similar to those offered by other Jewish rabbis and teachers. Nothing he said took him outside of his Jewish heritage. It had to be something about the way Jesus said it, the way he told the stories that captured the hearts and minds of the crowds that came to listen. I imagine that there was just this compassion that emanated from him, a deep love that sort of oozed from his pores. I imagine a gentleness to his face when he was teaching or when he was holding the children on his knee or reaching out a hand to offer healing to someone. I believe that there is just something about this Jesus, something so compelling that people felt drawn to listen and to hang on his every word. While most people would have been very comfortable in his presence and relaxed as they listened to his voice, the teachings that Jesus offered were not exactly comfortable teachings all the time. Love your enemies, Do good to those who treat you badly. If someone asks for your coat, give them your shirt as well. Welcome the stranger and show them hospitality. Turn the other cheek, give all that you have to the poor, and then follow me. Well, Jesus' presence was loving and compassionate. There would have been a disturbance caused by some of his words. People were challenged to live God's love in the extreme. Some people, especially those we know as the 12 disciples, as well as the four women who supported Jesus financially, fully embraced Jesus' teachings. Others were intrigued, but couldn't quite bring themselves to wholeheartedly engage the way that Jesus taught. Then there were those who dismissed his teachings altogether. As I talked to the children, when Jesus went to his hometown in Nazareth to visit his family and friends, he went to the local synagogue to teach, just as any rabbi would do when they were visiting a town. But the reception was rather icy. The murmuring started. Hey, isn't this the carpenter's son? Oh yes, that's Mary's son. See, his brothers and sisters are sitting right here. Who does he think he is coming to teach us? What makes him think he's so wise? He's just one of us. Those stories of him healing people, drawing crowds, they must just be rumors. There's no way that a carpenter's son from Nazareth could do those things. But he was. He was a carpenter's son from the backwater town of Nazareth in Galilee, and he was a teacher who inspired and challenged people to deepen their practice of living and sharing God's love. One of Jesus' favorite books of the Bible, we see this by the number of times he quotes it, was the prophet Isaiah. We hear him in the Gospels often quoting passages from Isaiah. When Jesus speaks of loving enemies and doing good to those who treat you badly, he might have had chapter 2 of Isaiah in mind, the scripture that Gail shared with us this morning. Isaiah speaks, and I just want to come back to this, but if you caught the very first sentence, Isaiah speaks of seeing the word of God. It's one of those things I hadn't noticed before when I read that passage. It says, the word that Isaiah saw. Interesting. The message coming to Isaiah was more of an experience than something he heard. He saw the word of God, and what he saw was about a time when war would be no more, a time when swords would be transformed into plows for the field, and spears into pruning hooks, and no one would learn the ways of war anymore. Jesus brings this message to his own time and context, a time when there was no outright war, but rather the oppressive occupation of Palestine by the Roman Empire. Jesus' message of peace challenges people to love their enemies, to carry a soldier's pack an extra mile, to show hospitality to strangers, and to share everything that they have so that no one is in need. One of the ways that we know and describe Jesus is as a teacher of wisdom. Sometimes we find deep comfort in Jesus' words, such as when he says, "Come to me, all who are weary from your labor, and I will give you rest." We can find hope in Jesus' declaration, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Yet we must also remember that many of Jesus' teachings were meant to disturb our normal ways of living. Jesus did not teach a way that was easy. He did not promise his disciples a simple and carefree life. He was constantly cajoling people, inspiring people to go beyond what they thought possible in living compassionately. It is good that we find comfort in Jesus' teachings, for Jesus, I believe, was a tender, compassionate, gentle, and caring person who was filled with the energy of God's love. Yet when we choose to follow the way of Jesus, we must also let Jesus' words disturb our comfortable way of living. We must hear him say, "Love your enemies," and then wonder what that might mean for our lives. We must engage with his teachings to welcome the stranger, to show hospitality, to give all that we have to the poor, as we choose to follow him. To learn from Jesus, the wise rabbi, is a lifelong adventure. We are never too young or too old to keep learning, exploring, and understanding what Jesus' teachings mean for our own lives. When we open the Bible, which is something we're invited to do every day, we should never expect to find what we already know is there. When we engage with Jesus' teachings, we need to put on our seatbelts and be ready for the risk and the possibility, as well as the hope and the comfort. It's all there together. So who do we say Jesus is? Jesus is a magnificent teacher, a wise teacher, a challenging, inspiring, and engaging teacher. This is the Jesus that we have chosen to follow today and every day. Let us respond to the invitation in Isaiah and go up to the mountain of the Lord, that Jesus may teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. This is our journey of Advent. Amen.